Now, Israel's new deputy foreign minister says Tel Aviv owes no apologies for its policies in the occupied Palestinian territories. In a defiant message to the international community, Zippy Hotovle said Israel has tried too hard to appease the world and must now stand up for itself. She said this land belongs to Israelis and that they did not go there to apologize for that. Hotovle signaled that she would try to rally recognition for Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Tel Aviv's settlement policy has been widely opposed and criticized worldwide, as such activities are illegal under international law. Hotovle is among young hardliners in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party who support settlement construction and oppose ceding captured land to Palestinians. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I joined by Mr. Edward Corrigan, who is an international human rights lawyer, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel about this statement? Certainly quite a strong statement in defiance of international law.
Well, my first comment, it is clearly a defiant statement. The new deputy foreign minister actually doesn't understand what it is to be an Israeli, because it's not Israelis. There are Palestinians who are Israeli, but we're talking about Jewish settlements and Jewish-only settlements. So that's my first comment, that she's distorting. And of course, Palestinians, even if they're born in Israel and have Israeli citizenship, so to speak, our guests don't exist. In Israel, they don't have Israeli nationality. It's Jewish nationality. They break down all the other groups into Arab, and they're trying to split the Arabs, the Christians and Muslims, and you got Druze and Circassian and Samaritans and other groups. So the first comment is that there's actually no such thing as Israeli nationality. That's one start. We're talking about Jewish definition of Jewish, whether it's racial or ethnic or religious, okay, which is a different thing. And there's not a single state on the planet that is founded and exclusively on those principles. And of course, it basically talks, the Palestinians have no rights, they don't exist. The new Minister of Justice in the Israeli government has described Palestinians as animals and said they should be basically killed, advocating a campaign of genocide, even against old people and women, because the women give birth to little snakes, is what she said. And she's the Minister of Justice in the current Israeli government. But what's interesting is that the Israeli daily Haaretz actually has commented. His name is Dan Meridor, who's a former cabinet minister. He was Minister of Justice, Minister of Finance. He was one of the top people in the Likud party, which is a right-wing party in Israel. But he did break with Netanyahu briefly and then rejoined them because he thought that the Likud was becoming too nationalistic, too racist, and too extreme and breaking it with world opinion. So he has a lot of comments, and his concerns are, and this is published in Israel, but when you have a leading right-wing spokesperson in Israel saying that the government is wrong and is on a collision course with the entire world, including the United States, who Obama has reaffirmed his opposition to settlements, reaffirmed his commitment to a Palestinian state. Europe is that. To my knowledge, there's not a single country in the world that recognizes Israel's claim to the West Bank or to actually the Golan, East Jerusalem, and to Gaza. The entire world supports international law, and specifically the Fourth Geneva Convention, which prohibits the transfer of populations from one territory to another. And this is one of the most fundamental, important instruments in law. And if you could just throw that out, it means that that Israel and the certain government thinks it's immune to law, it is above international law, and of course the Palestinians have no rights and basically should be eradicated and destroyed. It's not going to take that much more to push them out and to resort to violence, because the Palestinians, backed by the entire world community, including the United Nations, including the International Court of Justice, which in an advisory opinion, almost unanimously, there was one dissenting voice and other stuff, said that the Fourth Geneva Convention applies to Israel. Israel's building of the wall and its settlements were illegal, clearly contrary to international law. And so you're looking at this, you know, it's almost like they've gone delusional and off the chart, because they're so determined. But until the world actually starts putting financial pressure, and so Europe stops funding and supporting Israel and giving them a blank check and weapons, which is very close to coming. And the United States now, there's a bit of a break there as well. But the power of the Zionist lobby is very, very strong, and there's nothing to counterbalance that. But you're talking about the entire world community, and for one group to say that we're above everything, we're not going to listen to the law, we're not going to support you, we're going to do whatever we want, and we're basically say that Palestinians are have no rights, are basically subhuman, have no right to exist. You know, even Israeli commentators said this is politicide. I think actually we should be talking about the term of genocide against the Palestinians, because there seems to be, you know, this entirely rabid racist nationalistic impulse to destroy the Palestinian community and to deny them rights. And in my view, and in the view of most academics and legal authorities, you know, these are policies that are inhumane. They're war crimes. They're advocating, you know, genocide or near genocide of the Palestinians. And the international community needs to not only speak up with this, but start putting some teeth in its words and start cutting back and starting to penalize Israel through the boycott, divestment movement, sanctions, start withdrawing funding, because Israel is entirely dependent upon the United States and other Western countries for its money. And if that was to be cut off, the Israelis would start to really feel the pressure to start to treat Palestinians as human beings and to stop their policies and to provide for an independent, self-sufficient Palestinian state that the entire international community almost unanimously supports. There's only a few, you know, extreme Christian Zionists and, of course, you know, right-wing Jewish Zionists who support the claim to the West Bank and other areas. And this needs to stop. But the world needs to start, you know, putting really tough financial pressures, sanctions, and start to force Israel to respect human rights, respect international law, and respect the international consensus on this issue. But so far, they just thumb their nose in contempt. And until somebody starts to hurt them in a way that actually matters to them, they just continue doing the same thing.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that. But as always, Mr. Corrigan, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Edward Corrigan, who is speaking to us live from Ontario.